Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. It is Wednesday, September 9th, 9:04 in the evening in Detroit City. Another beautiful night. We are waiting for our co-host. Oh, there he is right now. El Carpe, otherwise known as Bill, is on board.
Yes, dear.
What is going on, my friend?
So my son gave me a little tip. A little podcasting and or using an iPhone type tip for the old man, because apparently I was talking into the device as opposed to into the headphone little speaker thing, microphone thing, which is just really funny because
you sound better now. At me.
Yeah, and that's what I figured is I probably don't have to yell anymore because you know it's right there in front of my face as opposed to
sounds like you're right next to me.
Well, that's good because, you know, maybe we've gotten through show number 27 and finally figured out what's really going on.
Well, that one chick said takes about 20 some times to get it right.
Yeah, and we're close. We are close.
I think, we might be pushing the curve, the bell curve a little bit on this one. Nothing, man.
We're old and dumb, so that's why it takes
longer. We are old and dumb in certain ways.
Yeah.
I know I had to run some errands. I had to go, as well as you know, I'm battling this little bug I've got, and I had to talk to the doctor today, and he'll be back on medication, so I'm back on medication tomorrow, and I haven't been able to sleep, so I'm like in zombie mode. So I stopped at Better Health, which, you know, whatever. I have been reading up more about these CBDs and stuff. I got to get some sleep. It's like I haven't slept very well because my sinuses drain and then the stuff wants to come up and it's like my sinuses are fighting with this stuff and I can't sleep at night.
Hey, could you give us more gory details? That'd be great.
Hey, if you want details, I can give you details, but I'm not going to. So I have gone to the couch and have like pushed myself up against the side of the couch with my palm of my hand underneath my chin so I can keep my head elevated and I try to get as much sleep as I can. Hopefully, I've been feeling better. Hopefully this is it. So I'm one clear beer and a little bye drink down, and I am I'm ready to go.
Bye, bye, bye. I am
bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, I'm Irish coffee in it tonight.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I figured I should try and stay alert, which would be
great. Yeah, you got long days at work?
Yeah. And I also figured I'll sip it slower because it's delicious and warm.
Sip slow.
Then I won't get hammered, and then we won't have those crazy conversations at the end of the show and go,
it's like, what the fuck are these guys saying? That's what Low Stands and Pours is all about. We're the unpolished podcast. Whatever. Who cares? We are who we are. This is why people listen to us.
The unpolished.
Yeah, this is why people listen to us. This is why we have 10,142 followers as of today.
Yeah. Okay.
regardless, how are you doing otherwise? You fixed your phone? You fixed your phone?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a power issue.
Power issue the phone, the battery? Battery went dead? Yeah.
Battery crapped out for 2 days, and it just wouldn't die good enough in order to, you know, restart. So took it to the Verizon store today, and the boy fixed it for me, like, within 30 seconds. I'm like, really? I tried all that, and it once, and it worked.
You didn't replace the battery or nothing? You, like, reset the thing or something, or what?
I walked in, it was magical and it was done, and all of a sudden everything's back to normal. I'm like, all right, cool.
You waved his magic wand, his iPhone wand.
Sure, if that's what makes you feel better.
Yeah, whatever. I migrated from the iPhone 8 to the iPhone 10, like I told you, and it was the worst decision I made in my life. In fact, I would love to go back to the iPhone 8. It was a perfect phone, but you still have one below the 8, correct?
6S or 6A.
Yeah, so I went from the 6S to the 8 to the 10, and I can't stand the 10. You can have it. Instead, I throw it in the fucking river. I hate it. What it is that, and I don't know if you know, but I'll keep it to a minimum, is that the size is still the same, but they got rid of the button on the bottom. So when you're when you go through your I have my screen locked out. When you go through your screen, there's put it this way. It's depending on what screen you're on. If you just touch the phone in certain ways, it either turns the light on or it pulls up a new email or it does. And it's just it's because your hand is brushing up against it. Whereas I liked on the 8, you had to push the button and then you can go and do your stuff. Right. But whatever. So hopefully the new phones that are coming out, and you know, all these new 5Gs are supposed to be coming out, and I've heard a lot of bad things about them, and I don't know what's going to happen with that kind of stuff, but
that doesn't matter. It's just technology.
We're all going to die sometime. Where are you at? You out in the garage? Or yeah, you sound
I'm on the front porch.
You're on the front porch.
Worked out well last time. Yeah, so I'm going to try that again today.
All right.
Less
sounds good.
Less ambient noise, I guess.
Yeah, I don't hear any tunes in the background.
Oh yeah. I didn't set that up this time. Sorry.
You know, I really should. Your tone is like somebody just stole your dog. But I know if somebody stole your dog, you'd probably be happier. But
hey, I resemble that remark.
I'm just
exhausted, man. It's been a long freaking week, and I've only, I actually, Monday, I spent the entire day gardening. It was awesome. My back is killing me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet. I just went and stepped into Better Health and bought some. I'm supposed to golf tomorrow. I pulled a muscle about.
Oh, sure. You'll golf tomorrow, but you won't golf with me.
Well, I haven't golfed. This is the fourth time I've golfed this year. And I'm supposed to go. It's a fun day for our league. So I paid for the league. This is my fourth time I've golfed, and I pulled a muscle. I strained a muscle in my side about 6 weeks ago because I hit the ball really long. But it was like I said, if you drop your arm straight down, it's kind of like where your thumb might go, and it's in that back like waist, like in between your kind of. If I don't know, whatever. So it's in the back. So I tried golfing, and every time I golfed, it seemed like it strained it more. So I went to Better Health over here in Plymouth, and I've been reading a lot about like CBDs and stuff. And so I picked up some CBD oils and just something that might take out some of the pull or the sting or whatever you want to call it. And I picked up a bunch of other stuff. So hopefully it doesn't knock me out by in this podcast, but
what are CBDs? Regardless. I'm clueless. What's a CBD?
Cannabinoids.
What's a CBD?
Cannabinoids. So if you smoke weed, right? I know you don't, but if you smoke weed, you have THC and you have your CBDs. Right. Well, your CBDs is supposedly, we don't know a whole lot about it, but it's the medicinal part of the plant or the bud. And short story behind it is, if you ever heard of Charlotte's Web, there was a documentary on it. And I think these people were from, I think, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And the daughter had a bad case of epilepsy. And they wanted to, and I think they were a little bit religious. And they were against anything that had to do with marijuana or anything related to it. But they kept reading and people kept telling them, like, you have to introduce your daughter to CBDs. And I guess we naturally have cannabinoids in our system. And what happens is when you take these CBDs, so they take the plant, they take the marijuana plant, and they separate the THC from the CBD. So you don't get the high from it anymore. It's only the medicinal part. And then you take it in as an oil, concentrated, and you can take it as a gummy bear or gummy, and you can take it as a roll-on or a cream or whatever. But the story behind – so what happened is
– so it's the not high part. That's yeah, all I need. It was, I don't need the whole story.
Yeah, but hold on. It's a good story. So it was kind of a sad story, too. I was talking to this girl today at Better Health about it. So what was going on is that, and there's a documentary on it. It's called Charlotte's Web. And this girl had epilepsy, and she had epileptic seizures. Right. And she'd have like 20, 30, 40 a day. So people were telling them, like, you should look into CBD. So they finally did, but it was illegal to have anything in New Jersey that was, you know, marijuana related. So they moved to Colorado, and there's a company that was making this CBD, and they gave it to her, and it cut down her epileptic seizures from, like, I'm just going to say 40 a day to, like, maybe once a month.
Oh, wow.
And so they named this company.
How long ago was this?
This is all within the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. So this girl was able to live a normal life, and she was young.
Right.
And unfortunately, and don't quote me on this because I haven't really looked it up, but I heard her name was Charlotte, and I heard that Charlotte has now passed from COVID. But there's a company out there. Yeah, there's a company out there that makes this particular strain of CBD with her name on it called Charlotte's Web. And that's what I bought today. So hopefully it might take the sting out of my back a little bit and help me sleep because I'm kind of wound up naturally. But other than that, but what else do you got? You got anything else? What else is on your mind?
That's my boy. So I learned something. I learned something today, and that's great.
Yeah.
Just, you know, working. And my kid coming home for 53 or something like that. I don't remember. What is it? 2020?
You're breaking 52. Up. What'd you say?
It's 2020. 52
when? 2020.
Like in a week or two. But the kids are coming home this weekend to celebrate because that's when they can. So.
Good for you. That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So. We would have started earlier tonight, except that I asked my wife. I says, you know, Eric and I are going to talk about press and stuff like that, and you know where you get your news and all this stuff. I says, I'm sure you might have some opinions on it. And 20 minutes later, she was still going, and I wound her up.
Is she gonna be a part of our podcast this evening?
No. She's in there watching CNN or something.
I asked my friend Janet to be on our podcast, but she's not feeling well herself. I guess it must be running around
you
here.
Know, and you and I can hold a show. We can hold a conversation and make it at least remotely interesting.
Yeah.
On occasion. I even have notes and stuff, which I'm not going to look at. So.
No, I'm sure you could probably do without notes, whereas I probably need notes. I thought this might be somewhat of a little bit of a controversial topic, but something that we'd all relate to and kind of expand on,
To me, what are we talking about tonight, brother?
Well, you know, I, because it's COVID and I don't go to the office anymore, I spend a lot of time at my table, and I've got the TV on kind of in the corner, and I watch MSNBC and stuff. I don't really watch Fox News or nothing like that, but, you know, with the elections coming up, there's a lot of information flying around there, and I seen that Biden was in Warren, Michigan today, and stating his claim, about what he's going to do for the auto workers and bringing back jobs from overseas and whatnot. And he kind of sounds like he's on the Trump train 4 years ago. I do like the fact that, especially for people like me that. We're realtors and we don't get offered any kind of health care. I do like the fact that he is pro health care, but I think they still need to perfect it, which I don't think it's going to be an easy thing. But That's one reason why I like Biden. Right. Not to say, I mean, Trump's a disaster when it comes to that kind of stuff. But
right, because if you're not a stockholder, he doesn't care.
Right. No, exactly. That's one of the problems I've got with him. So I guess, you know, when I was talking to you earlier, it's like, well, maybe it's a good idea to kind of talk about our media's influence in our society and how people make their decisions based on what they see and hear, you know, from the TV or even like social media or you know, like Twitter, you know, like Twitter man. Twitter man's out there tweeting all this stuff and, you know, how much of it sticks and how much of it doesn't, you know? It's, I don't know.
He is a big press hog. It's going to be about him, and if it isn't about him, he tries to turn the question to be about him.
Right.
And I have a problem with that because it goes back to something I said, I don't know, 20 shows ago or something like that, where, you know, when we talk about the government, we're not talking about some separate entity. Yeah, there's that group of people that we've elected to do the things that we think they should be doing. But we are the government. We are. The government's supposed to represent us. It's supposed to be them doing our bidding. It's not, you know, what they think is best or, you know, something like that. Unless, you know, you find somebody who's like, all right, well, this guy has the same kind of thought process that I do. And I trust him enough to do the right thing. And then you can sit back and let the guy do his thing. But how many politicians do you know that are actually accountable to the people? Not a lot.
Not unless it's money based. Yeah, or money in funds. You know, it seems like everything's money driven these days.
Capacity. Right. If I look at that feeling, who's the one who's going to be us and hear about or if not more than that? And I look at the two weeks and I don't see any selflessness when it comes to Trump. I see a certain amount of selflessness, or at least the air of it, from Biden, in so much as he seems to be talking the game of, you know, other people have meant other people matter other than just him.
Right.
And that to me is important. If there's, and I don't know if it's humility or if it's just, you know, I'm in this job to do the job that you hired me to do, or if it's, you know, I'm going to be more famous or better because I do the right thing. Whatever that selfish motivation is, he seems to have less of it have to circle around him. Whereas to me, Trump is more, I'm in charge, I'm right, everyone else is wrong, and I don't care what you think, this is how I have to do it. And that's not really a way to be flexible with life. You know, life is messy.
Right.
Life is messy, and stuff's going to happen. You know, who would have thought we would have had this COVID thing going on? Nobody. You know, back in January, we all thought nothing. All right, well, it's over there. It's going to be another SARS thing, and it's going to be not in our country so much.
And let me ask you this. There's a lot of people saying that Trump is responsible for the over – I'm not sure the number is today, but saying that he's responsible for all the deaths today due to COVID. But nobody's talking about maybe what he's done to prevent additional deaths. In other words, if you're my thought is this, is that it was all new to us, I think, as it was coming out. We really didn't know the extent of how it was going to affect our country. Right. And you know, in his defense, I mean, he shut a lot of things. He shut the country down. He shut down,
and again, this is where, you know, we are because it's low standards and poor.
Go ahead. You're cutting out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's where I hold my phone is the problem. And you I'm trying to keep it into a phone.
Funny thing.
No, it's a reception issue. I don't know. You know, how did things come together? And it's really not that hard to piece that timeline together. And had we done something like that, we could have been very prepared and talked about it. But the one thing that I am capable of, even though I don't have all the details, but I'm capable of going through the thought process. You know what I mean? And I know you are too. And it's not so much do I know all the gory details, but, you know, can we set up a framework to go, well, should it have happened this way or should it have happened that way? And based on what we understand from what little we know, was it handled properly? And based on what little I know, and this goes back to, you know, I'm barely paying attention to what's going on until, you know, after, you know, just before Michigan shut down in middle of March, I was starting to pay attention. It's like, wow, some shit's really coming together. You know, everything else was, you know, the last weekend in February, first couple days in March was the Hamtramck Music Festival. So I was focused on that. And then right after that, it was like, holy shit, there's something else going on, you know? And once I realized what was going on, it was like, oh, this is going to get crazy.
Yeah.
But you know,
you got a lot of hype though.
And I'm not saying I'm blaming him for all the deaths. What I'm saying is I'm blaming him for not having a plan. He didn't even have a plan.
No, I know. And what I think about is, would Biden have a plan? Would Barack have a plan? Would Clinton have a plan? If you don't know exactly if you don't know exactly the severity of this,
the thing is
COVID. You know, almost every president. Go ahead.
It's not so much to know what the severity is, but it's to be able to say, all right, if something of this proportion happens, these are some of the steps that we need to take quickly. These are some of the steps that we need to take down the road. Obama had a plan, and Monkey Tits threw that out the window and fired a shitload of people.
Right.
And then freaked out and started bringing them back. You know, had he had at least enough of a fortitude to say, you know what, sure, we're going to keep these five guys or 10 people on the payroll for the American people just in case. It's like buying insurance.
Sure.
You know, you keep the 10 professionals that know what the hell is going on and can draw up a plan and have a plan together and say, if this, then that. And then this happens, and then we can do that. Well,
you're going dark. I can't even hear you. Might be time for an iPhone 10. I can hear Bill. Bill, I think I lost you entirely.
That's a lot. Am I still even here?
Yeah, I can't hear you at all. You keep going dark. I can't hear you at all.
Well, I think my phone is doing something silly. I mean, it's not a power issue. It goes to the hey, Chill Jelly. I think I said that earlier, but hey.
Yeah.
I think I had this. What it does is when it goes for like 4 minutes or whatever and it goes dark,
it actually
clicks out, which is weird because I used to be able to text you while we're on our show.
Yeah.
And now I can't. If I click to go somewhere else, it freaks out.
So yeah, I think you're in time. It's time for a new phone.
Well, that's possible.
What I'm saying is this. It's like, and I'm just talking out loud. It's like, if you
as
if
you're
to
the, talking if, quietly to yourself.
Yeah, I look at things like, okay, it's a new virus. We don't know a lot about it. He is the leader of pretty much, you know, he's the leader of this world. The economy is going great. He's got elections coming up in a year, maybe 9 months, whatever. And all of a sudden this COVID happens and he's made some statements about, well, I didn't want to talk about the severity because I didn't want people to panic. I think there's some truth to that with any leader or any president of the United States. They're not going to come out and say, oh my God, this is going to kill everybody. Everybody hunker down, wear their masks, don't go outside, blah, 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 because everybody's going to freak out. I don't know how many presidents would say something like that. I think he had to figure out what was going on and kind of go about it accordingly. And that's why he put it back on the state, saying, you determine based on how your state is doing what you guys want to do. And I think there's some legitimacy about that, but I don't know. I'm not really good at all this stuff. And, you know, it's a tough topic. It's like, I have not, I've had something going on in my lungs for, and you know, it's for 9 months, if not longer. Oh, yeah. And I'm worried about COVID, but when I'm outside and I'm doing my shopping or doing whatever I do, showing houses, I don't worry about it a whole lot, but I wash my hands like crazy. Every time I get in the house, I wash my hands. Or before I leave, I wash my hands. I wash my car all the time. I wipe things down. I get it. And if you look at the statistics and whether they're accurate or not, it's supposedly 0.6% of the people have perished from this. And the majority are the elderly. And, you know, I'm not saying it's not a threat. Well, but this is stuff that it took 3 to 6 months to figure out before shutting down the entire economy. I mean, I think looking back now, could you shut it down for a month and do the bare minimum and everybody wear a mask and stay inside and everybody get tested and everybody get, you know, I mean, it sounds like that's going to be easier to do today than it was 9 months ago or 6 months ago, but we didn't know what we know today. You know, I don't know. I'm just kind of just talking out loud.
Well, you know, and that is a rational thought.
You know,
and I think the American people are, the less the monkey speaks, the more receptive the American people will be to actually doing the things that are required to eradicate this, which would be much more testing. A intense but brief shutdown to eliminate the contact. We've been doing this for so long. It's almost like there's this white noise of death behind us.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like this constant white noise of just, could it be today? Could it be tomorrow? If I touch this item at the store that jackass just put back up, there's just all these little things in the back of your head that are going, Well, maybe this time. Well, maybe, you know, and those are not the things that we need to spend our time on. You know, I heard somebody the other day saying something about, oh, well, you know, Great Britain is back to school and nobody's wearing a mask at school. Well,
right.
Great Britain is a considerably smaller population.
Sure.
The people have done the significant amount of, distancing and all the things that we're trying to do right now, but you know, the American individual won't allow for someone to tell them, hey, you know, this is going to help you. And, you know, we're too rebellious.
Right. But, right.
You know, in Britain and Sweden and even Italy, I think is coming back to where they can start doing stuff. And, you know, it's these smaller countries are doing this and it's like, well, can we learn something from these guys? Well, no, because the monkey in chief doesn't want to learn anything from anybody because he's right all the time.
Right, right.
And that's the white noise that keeps me exhausted, is because I'm like, I'm just so tired of listening to this guy brag about whatever the freaking hell he thinks is the most important thing. And it's not the most important thing. And everybody else knows it, but it's all about him.
Right, right.
You know, and it's not where I get my news. It's just the fact that I have more facts in my head. You know, I listen to, you know, the conservative radio going to and from work every day.
Yeah.
I listen to the liberal crap during the day when I'm at work. I listen to the conservative crap coming home from work. And, you know, the difference is I seem to be getting more facts from the liberal crap than I do from the conservative crap, which is bragging about how awesome he was.
Yeah. Or I know what you're saying.
Doing. You know, and I don't think there's enough people getting both sides of the story. Cause you know, I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm smart enough to know when I'm getting hosed. You know yeah. what I mean? There are certain things that I have learned throughout my life that I'm like, well, when people start using these phrases, that's when I need to start putting the alarm bells up and just, you know, step back gently and move away because this guy's going to go whatever. But you know, that's the type of things that I'm hearing from most of the conservative sides of things. And, you know, I've told you before, I listen to a lot of that religious radio stuff too.
Right, right.
I am not a religious person, but I want to understand the argument. I want to understand what's going on. And I want to know how people think.
Right, and, right.
You know, it just, I don't know. It's one of those things. So here's the part of the conversation where I go, hey, chill jelly. The hell's going on out there? Are you just sitting back relaxing or do you feel like chiming in on this pile of file that we're talking about?
Pile of file?
Mm-hmm. That's what I call most of the loans that I've been reviewing lately.
Pile of file.
That great big pile of file. But it works out. So, you know, I mean, this is the part of the show where we go, hey, you know, we are Low Standards and Poor's. We're available in a lot of different places. On the podverse, but we're also not afraid to have new people join in and talk to us and give us a ring and say, dude, you're crazy. I'm okay with that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You as the president of the United States, knowing what you know now about COVID-19, what do you think you would have done? I mean, going back, I mean, do you entirely shut down the economy and make everybody wear a mask and stay inside and you know, it's kind of a hard decision, you know?
Absolutely.
And especially, you know, how many people do you know are going to, I mean, when it first came out, people thought millions of people were going to die from this. It was going to affect the entire world. Well, now we think it's 0.6%, and it's people with underlying conditions, people that are obese, people that have, right. you know, diabetes, people that have lung conditions, blah, blah, blah. That's what I've been worried about. Yeah. I mean, I had this lung condition for a long time. I'm worried about it. That's why I go out with my mask on every day. I don't really give a shit, whatever. If it takes another year, it takes another year, but I wash my hands and I don't bitch about it. And I just don't get, like, you got these people, these motorcycle guys from Sturgis and these spring breakers in Florida and all these kids, and they're all running around not really giving a shit. And it's like, it seems to me that there's got to be some kind of responsible for what you're doing. And if in fact you're a part of this, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying that I would ever want this job.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, but the thing is, do you surround yourself with people who are smart and understand these things, or do you hire a postmaster general who donated enough money to your campaign? Do you hire the guy who actually understands how the post office works and can, you know, be part of helping?
Did you catch some kind of information on how Fauci in the past has been a little bit kind of shaky?
Well, he had throat cancer of some kind, or he had something going on.
Yeah, no, I caught something.
He was
I caught something like, yeah, all right. I should look it up.
Is that where you were going, or what were you?
No, like his like Fauci's credentials aren't as solid as people think they are, and maybe he's not the best person to represent COVID for the United States, and some stuff has come out about him that maybe he's a little bit shady. But I was kind of flipping through some stuff and caught that, so I was just curious if maybe if you picked up on that at all, because he's really the only person speaking on it, right?
Well, the question I have for you is, where did you get that information?
Yeah,
that good question. Always the question I ask is, where is this information coming from?
You know,
so, like I said, I listen to conservative radio when I'm driving. I listen to religious radio, and I listen to the wackadoodle, you know, liberal radio as much as I can, because I want to get everybody's point of view.
Well,
but I also understand when I'm listening to these guys, I understand their point of view. I kind of get where they're coming from, and I take it with a grain of salt and go, all right, well, this is this guy expressing, and maybe these facts aren't exactly how they say, but let's let him develop his thought and get it through, and then I'll make a judgment whether I buy this shit or not.
Right, right.
You know, and I don't know am I an anomaly that I can do that? Or are there enough people out there who are smart enough to go, you know, I don't want to just pay attention to one point of view?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you've got NPR, mm-hmm. if you've got BBC, mm-hmm. if you've got Fox, you've got CNN, MSNBC, what do you take as the gospel? When you listen to something, or if you read something, Wall Street Journal, the Huffington Post, whatever, what do you take as the gospel?
None of it.
What do you, and that's kind of my point. It's like you get all this information from all over the place, from all these different news sources, and you know they're all skewed. They're all, you know, you got their favoritism
right, but
going
if you
on.
Take, if you take enough information from enough different points of view,
and sure,
you have enough confidence in yourself, you can say, well, this is what I believe.
Right.
But I'm not so full of myself that I can't question what my beliefs are.
Yeah,
or I can't question the facts. You know, let me think this through, because I have a brain.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
if you go to like, I read a study about this once. If you go to like, let's say it's a home improvement show,
mm-hmm.
and you got to guess the amount of nails in this bucket, and you can see what everybody else has guessed. You know, maybe there's 1,000, maybe there's 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But what they tell you is that if you take the average of the two, more than likely you're going to be the most accurate if you take the averages. Does right. that make sense? In other words, there's people going to be
I've heard this analysis before.
Yeah, and I think in a weird way, it's kind of the same way we got to think about the media. But the difference is like, I mean, they can be pretty convincing, especially, you know, if you don't know and you don't understand, and you only get your news source from one side, say it's Fox or NPR or BBC or whatever, right. and you like my mom won't watch anything but one certain program because she just likes the people that report, and right. she's liberal, and that's all she watches, and that's what she believes in. But who's to say that it's right? Who's to say that they've got the most accurate information? You know, and that's what I kind of keep scratching my head about. Well, it's like, you know, it gets divided.
That goes back to your average.
Yeah. No, it does.
If you get your points of view from a number of different places, then you can piece it together and make something out of it.
Well, how many people do you think do? Got any idea? I mean, you're well read. You're well informed. I'm mildly informed, mildly read, but. You know, how many people are out there looking at multiple news sources and say, you know, well, the Journal said this, or the Post said that, or CNN said this, or...
And see, that's the other thing is I don't read a lot of paper. I don't read newspapers. I haven't bought a newspaper in years. I don't have time for that. But I'll throw the radio on, and like I said, I get your NPR, I get your Fox, what is it, the local... Was it 1400 over here?
Yeah.
And, you know, WJR seems to be, 760 seems to be sort of right-leaning, but more or less factual to a point.
Right.
And I take what they're, you know, and most of the people on the radio these days are giving. And so you go, all right, well, that's that guy's opinion. And then I listen to the straight news radio, which is nice because it's like, he said this, they said that, he said this, they said that. And then they, that's where, you know, Fox News is not, we give you the news and you decide. Fox News is, we give you the news and our opinion and follow us.
Right. I was
the radio station was the news radio station around here, which is just basically, here's what happened.
And yeah.
This is what's going on. And no opinion and almost no inflection in the voice to even be able to say, well, that guy is leaning this way or the other. It's hard to tell which way these guys are going, but they're giving you the fact. This is what happened. And I just want to know, all right, well, is that what happened or is that what you think happened? And most of the time, you know, the news radio places are the ones that are, this is what happened. And then I get to formulate my opinion based on what I, you know, filter it through my crap.
Right. No, I got you. I got you. Well, I mean, I put Fox on for a little while and I was watching Fox today on the news and a Trump supporter came on and said, well, I know. I don't watch Fox. I just happened to flip it on and somebody was on. He was a Trump supporter and said, you know, how can we keep listening to all the people that have passed due to COVID? Why don't we give the president some credit on maybe how many people he saved because of COVID? But you never hear that. And maybe 100,000 people have passed because of COVID. But maybe is it possible that he saved 100,000 people?
180.
Is that possible? Yeah, is that what it's up to now, 180?
Well, right. Yeah, but the question isn't so much – at this point, the question isn't, you know and again, we're all – this is all retrospect. We're looking back at time and being able to – you know, we're hindsight's 2020 thing. But, you know, if he had acted with a plan, which he still does not have, but if he had acted with a plan – back in March or even April and said, all right, we need to do this, that, and the other because these are the scientist guys that are telling me what's going on. This is what we've done in the past when we've had similar type, you know, SARS and what was the other one? There was a couple of them that we've had in the last 20 years that
It was Asian and
it didn't go full on pandemic. It went close to, it was epidemic, but not quite full pandemic. And, you know, it's like, this is what we've done in the past and we're going to follow that program and maybe tweak it a little bit. Well, where's his plan? His plan so far has been bitch and whine about people not listening to him. Well, if you had a plan, maybe we'd be able to debate it and talk about it and go, well, this is what we've done in the past and this has worked, but I have not heard anything.
Well, and I'm not looking for an argument, but if he puts it back on the states, does he have to have a plan? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should he have a plan if he puts it back on the states? You know, does he shut down the entire country and say, okay, for a month? Yeah.
And
yeah, go ahead.
Well, what it comes down to is he put it down back to the states so that he didn't have to be responsible. I'm sorry, you're the commander in chief. You have to.
No, I get that.
You got to step up and say, all right, states, this is how I need your input. This is how we've done it in the past. This is how it should be done, as far as I understand from all the smart people that are talking to me. And I'm not the smartest one in the room when it comes to this, but here's what the smart people are telling me. States, let's get together. Let's figure this out. We've got 6 days. We're going to, you know, jam and talk about it and figure out a plan and let's run.
Sure. But what happens?
And that's the way to do it.
Because what happens when you compare a North or South Dakota to a New York or New Jersey at the time that you know, New York was leading the COVID cases. It's not apples to apples. Do you shut down North Dakota and you shut down New York equally? Or is that why you put it back in the states? Like, I'll let the governors take care of this and you do what you got to do.
You're dealing with population numbers. Yeah, but you're dealing with population numbers. And that's part of the discussion that you have is, all right, North Dakota, North and South Dakota, you guys have X amount of people. Nobody's going to be going in another state because we're shutting down the airlines for 30 days. We're shutting down the trains for 30 days. You know, the only thing going back and forth is going to be packages shipping toilet paper to and from people or whatever, you know, the stores need for emergency supplies so that people can still live and eat. And, you know, we're suspending everything for 30 days. Let's eradicate this sumbitch and be done with it. And, you know.
Right. And I mean,
that's maybe not the right plan, but somebody has to get together and say. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying looking back today, that was probably the best thing to do.
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah, but did he know that when it came out?
No, because he didn't have a plan because he threw the people away that had the plan.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And, you know, I'm not trying to just bash the guy, although it's easy to do.
Yeah, no, I know.
What I'm trying to say is what's required for the office president is someone who's able to set their ego aside just for the moments that are necessary. Put their ego aside and say, what's the best thing for the most people?
Right.
And honestly, you know, and here's something for the four people who are not family or related to us who are listening. Here's something for you four is if you go through your life, even ask yourself that question once a week. What can I do that helps the most people just this once? What's the one thing that I can do today that is going to help more people than just me? That makes a better society.
Right.
Because if you can step aside from yourself just for even just, you know, once a week, so you know what? I'm going to go to the soup kitchen and help out feeding some people.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to donate some money to the soup kitchen that does this work because I don't have the time to do it. But you know what? I'm working and I know there are other, it's what's the one little thing that I can do. And if you do enough little things, it adds up.
Yeah. Don't you think life or society would be a lot different if each of us every day did something nice for one person?
What's that now?
I said, wouldn't life
make a huge difference?
Yeah, wouldn't life be a lot different if everybody did something nice for one person? You know?
Yeah. You know,
it's such a simple thought, and it's probably such a simple thing, you know, that can probably change the way.
I know you and I have had this conversation before at some point where, you know, whenever I'm walking in and out of a place, I hold the door for the next person.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Just because that's just. It's something, and it doesn't take a second. You know, today, I was driving. I was kind of in a hurry to get to my appointment, pick up the phone thing, and I'm driving up the road, and I'm stuck at the light, and the guy is coming out of the parking lot. He's sitting there, and I'm like, I waved him in.
Yeah.
You know, I said before the light even turned green, I just kind of gave him the signal of you're next. Just go ahead. You know,
give him a little wave.
It's going to be 0.8 seconds. Yeah, 0.8 seconds I'm going to be delayed. And that 0.8 seconds is not going to bring me out. But it's saying you're important enough. Go ahead. I can hang on for a second. You're important.
It's funny.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's funny. I think I've mentioned this before. Is I go to Tim Hortons, get my coffee in the morning, and there's two ways of getting to Tim Hortons. There's a way that everybody goes into, and there's another way that people they cut around the backside, and then they got to wiggle their way into the line because they're not part of the line. So the line starts from one road, and then
are you in there's car another or out of road the car?
In the car. But everybody that comes from the other side, they've got to drive around the building and then cut into the line. Well, I'm like, yeah, you know, what's one more person? So what? Maybe they know this. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's their first time being here. Maybe they have done it 50 times and this is their way they do it. But out of the probably 15 people that I've let into the line in front of me, mm-hmm. I would say probably 9 of them have bought my coffee. I get up there and the guy, oh, hey, the guy in front of you bought your coffee.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, it's not a big deal to me. I go in kind of, you know, quote unquote, the right way. I line up with everybody else. But there's another way you can get in from another street. It's Lily right. and it's Main Street. But you got to go around the building and kind of cut in. You got to cut in the line.
A little quicker.
And the people, sometimes people wait there for like, you know, 3, 4, 5 cars before somebody lets them in. If they pull up and I know they want to get in line, I'm like, go ahead, just get in front. And, you know, as long as we're all moving, just keep it going. But I'm telling right. you, out of the 15 times that I've done that, I bet you 9 times the person that I let in bought my coffee. And I'm like, I don't know if I care. I get a free coffee out of it. And I had to wait an extra minute. So what? You know?
Well, and I'll tell you the other part about that is when you let them in, you were not yeah. expecting them to buy your coffee. You were just no. being polite and letting them in.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I could be a dick and fucking shut them down and, you know, whatever. Well, but.
And I think a lot of that comes with being old and not being in such a big fat hurry.
Right. It's kind of common, though.
But you're leaving enough time to get to where you need to go. And, yeah. And then you sort of naturally allow for the minimal, tiny little interruptions. Yeah, let yeah. the guy go ahead of you. It's not yeah. a big deal. You're yeah. at the light especially anyway. Good. You're going to start up, and there's if you just leave enough space and then give him a wave, he's going to go. He's going to go quick, and then zip, zoom, done. You know, you didn't do anything, but yet you're being a conscientious monkey that's taking care of the other monkeys.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel yeah. the same. So, listen, we got about 8 minutes left. I'm going to change this up right. real quick. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the coolest band names. In other words, all the bands that you listen to, the Cure, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. what do you think? Give me your think about it a little bit. I'll give you a minute. Think about what is some of the coolest band names that are out there. Ones that make you think a little bit. Like, yeah, it's kind of creative the way they name their band. And like REM, REM has always been like, well, is it Rapid Eye Movements or is it something else? Did they do that for a reason or did they not? Well, who knows?
I think my favorite band name is Minuscule Nuclear Testicles.
Really?
I just never made heard that of it up just now. Just made it
That's
up.
That's what
just
I kind of figured. Yeah. It was too. You know what I like? This is what I like.
All right.
I'll tell you which one I like.
Go ahead.
Tragically Hip. Tragically Hip. I think that's a fucking cool band name.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even ask me why, but it's two words that really don't go together. But they kind of do. Tragically Hip.
Well, right. It is. It's a dichotomy of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun. It makes you go, oh, well, it's tragic and sad. But yet they're hip and cool.
But they're hip. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, I dig that.
What else do you got? Think about it. I mean, the's, I mean, it's kind of.
Well, I liked XTC.
It's XTC?
Yeah. Or, you know, another fun one is the Orb.
The Orb?
Yeah. Well, plus I like their music, too.
What about like Modest Mouse?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Oh. Modest Mouse?
Sort of electronic. The Orb. Modest Mouse, really?
Or Modest Mouse. Modest Mouse is actually an excellent concert. Did I go see? You didn't go see Modest Mouse. I took Fuck Balls to go see Modest Mouse with me.
Susie and the Banshees and was fun. I'm sitting there starting
to go. I didn't see Susie and the Banshees.
Well, that's a good
name.
Because how many bands have Banshees?
Yeah.
You know? Spitting Nickels.
Talking about Spitting Nickels. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other ones? I know you got other ones.
When it comes to music,
I always talk about Husker Du. That was based off a board game about memory, It was it was a Swedish or Norwegian or something like that. It was a board game, and it was all about memory. And that's where the word Husker Du comes from.
Interesting. Didn't know.
There's some other good ones out there. I gotta think now, but I just kind of threw it out there. Just kind of popped in my head, like, you know. Can you think of any other ones? Oingo Boingo. Well, right. I don't know if that's original or not. Well, I'm not sure what Oingo Boingo means.
That's a good one.
In excess. I don't know. Put your thinking cap on there, Bill.
I don't know.
No? You're kind of flat tonight. I said you're kind of flat tonight. It sounds like you're working a lot.
I'm in between things.
Yeah. It's just how kind of NPR-ish.
I'm sorry.
I know.
No, well, it's all right. Earlier I was excited and jumping crazy, but, you know, right now I'm just relaxing. Chatting with my brother.
That's good.
My buddy.
That's good. That's good. I'm supposed to golf tomorrow.
Yeah, you mentioned
that. I basically quit the golf league because of my ailments, but tomorrow is a fun day, and anybody can play for whoever they want to play with, and so I'm supposed to play tomorrow, but that's why I was at Better Health, picking up CBDs and painkillers, and it's hell when you get 50 years old, you know?
Don't I know it. Been there, done that, wrote the book, directed the movie, 50, sold the action
52.
Figures, key rings and stickers.
Hey, while we're talking about music, have you talked to your brother about whether or not he thinks the Hamtramck Music Festival is going to happen? Is he feeling pretty positive about that?
I have not spoken to him about
that. Maybe we should get him on board and maybe have him talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. We should actually plan a day where I can come back up there and we
went
upstairs at Eric's, actually upstairs at Eric's, with John Paul and do something and talk about it and see if we start promoting it, because I mean it's coming around the corner. March is not that far away.
It's not that far away. No, it's not.
We're gonna go through another spike in COVID around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, and then hopefully we can clear things up and there can be some kind of vaccine produced and we can get enough people, get that herd immunity going, we can actually start gathering together in groups again, because the last thing you want to do in a pandemic is be in a bar with 150 people where it's shoulder to shoulder and you're breathing on each other.
Bill, Killing Joke. Mm. About Killing Joke.
That's a good one.
Camper Van Beethoven.
That's a good one.
I like Camper Van Beethoven. I'd like to hear the...
when it comes down to it, the Cramps. Great
Cramps.
Name.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a fun name.
Man.
You know what? That music just never gets freaking old, doesn't it?
No.
It's always, I don't know a lot about the Cramps. I've listened to them off and on for the last probably 30 years, but that music just never, ever gets old. Never does. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's interesting.
The music itself is very, 50s Ramones, Elvis, just like a combination. It's that rockabilly, psychobilly, crazy, goofy. You can hear the guitar, you can taste the bass, the drums, drives. It's just fun music to listen to. And the Cramps are best at that.
Right.
But you know, as a band name, the Cramps, it's very descriptive. Especially if you ever saw
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Very, that's the Cramps. You know, and I'm sure there's plenty others that I can come up with, but, you know.
I remember
go ahead.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Remember the whole idea behind Led Zeppelin was a bunch of promoters. Led Zeppelin got together, and there was a bunch of promoters back in the day that said that they would never take off and be anything, and one of the promoters said that they'll take off as a Led Zeppelin. And that's how they got their name. The name themselves,
really?
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Yeah. That's the short story behind it. Yeah. The short story behind it.
That's a good short story. What about something like Blue Oyster Cult?
I have no idea. I don't know what a Blue Oyster Cult is.
I don't either, but what a fun name that is.
Or,
God bless you.
Pearl, Pearl Jam. You heard the story. You heard the story behind Pearl Jam.
No, I haven't. You're going to tell me, aren't you?
Yep. Short story. Uh-huh. They came. It was Eddie Vedder's grandmother's jelly, and his grandmother's name was Pearl, and that's how they came up with the name Pearl Jam. She made jelly. Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of like chill jelly, except completely different.
You know what? I got a question for you. Do you have any idea what Depeche Mode means? What does Depeche mean? Any idea?
No. And I know what mode means, but I can't tell you right now. Not in mixed company.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You're asking me things I just don't know.
No, that's fine. I just throw it out there. I'm looking at a few. KGL, the ZZ Top, Beastie Boys. I don't know if that's all that interesting, but
they were Motley awesome, Crue, by the way.
They were. It's too bad about Mike D.
Oh, he kicked.
Yeah, the one he kicked. I don't know. I forgot what he died from, but it was kind of tragic. It wasn't a car accident, nothing like that. I think it was a sickness. He came down with something. I don't remember.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I need to get up on that kind of stuff.
Hoobastank? Like, was not was.
There's another one. Was not was.
Yeah, and what's funny is it's the two brothers, Don and Gary Was, or whatever their names were. Don Was and somebody else Was. Their last name is W-A-S, Was.
No kidding.
But it's Was Not Was. Yeah. Huh. It's like I am and I'm not at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of interesting. So as names go, that was fun.
Well, I mean, I've got plenty other ones, but they're not that interesting. What do you think you want to talk about? What do you think you want to talk about on Sunday? Got any idea?
No, none whatsoever.
Well, you're on board.
You know me. When it comes down to where the hell is Bill, that show is going to be crazy.
It's going to be nutty crazy.
Yeah, nutty. You know, where the hell is Bill? I don't know. Oh, apparently, I'm right here. And I'll figure something out.
Crispy Ambulance. I don't know about that one. Dan Aykroyd. Echo, you know, and the, one of my Echo and the titles. Bunny Men.
Well, yeah, that's always good because Echo was the machine that they used, and Bunny Men. Well,
where does Bunny Men come from?
I think it was something because it was the bunch of them, and they just thought they were the Bunny Men, and I think they were the Bunny Men, and then they found this machine called the Echo, and they just said, "Oh yeah, we're Echo and the Bunny Men." I don't know. I'm making that up.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I barely vaguely know any of the stories, so I'm just making that shit up.
Yeah, but, go right on.
I also like Simple Minds as a band name.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
I think my all-time favorite is Tragically Hip. I like that name. It's a cool name
for a
band.
It is a good name.
Tragically Hip.
What is?
I think the guy died, too.
What is the smithereen?
Smithereen?
Yeah, like as in the smithereens?
Well, if you blow up you blow something up in a smithereens, you kind of.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
Little pieces, parts of it?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of everything. I don't know. Could be anything. Well, it's about just over an hour into our podcast. You want to wrap it up? I know you got a lot of thinking to do for your podcast on Sunday. Say what?
What?
You want to chit-chat about anything else?
I don't know. You're breaking up because you're crazy.
That's your phone. I think you need to go back to the Apple store and get yourself a new phone.
Yeah, bite me. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
That's all right.
Yeah.
I will not bite anybody.
Eric, how can people find us?
You know, Bill, I've been checking on our social media stuff. I need to do some homework. Some of these aren't getting approved because something about our name is not in the RSS feed or something like that. So, but
probably has something to do with the Unguarded Moments part of it.
Yeah, we got to dig into that. Maybe when I get some time, I'll start. We might have to revamp this, and because we're getting held up on a three or four of them because our RSS feed isn't matching up.
Are we at least on YouTube?
Yeah, I think we're on YouTube. And then, you know, Google Podcasts. Gosh, Deezer.
Are we on iTunes?
Let me see if I can. We're on iTunes. It's called Apple Podcasts now, not iTunes. So it's Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, podcast now, yeah.
We are on Podbean. You know, trying to put more butts on the bean.
Always on Podbean.
The screen. Get more screen butts on. The bean. Let me see if I can. I might. Well, if I move around too much, I might nix it. Go ahead.
You know what another great name is? Nonsense. What's that? Password.
Oh, Boko Yummy, I'm a hog.
That's right. Nonsense Password. We have not, is a great name.
We have not heard from him tonight.
No, not tonight. But, you know, a lot of times I do after our show go and visit and listen to him.
Yeah. Is he anything good to say?
Always.
All right. When he's pretty password, entertaining.
When the password is nonsense, you want to be part of Nonsense Password. And his wife joins him sometimes, and she's some sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she some sense password?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just think that's hilarious. I think that's wonderful. And, you know, because I'm El Carpe, I'm thinking at some point I'm going to give my wife a wrestling name and get her to join us.
Yeah, what is El Carpe anyways? I have no idea what the hell El Carpe is.
So here's the story behind El Carpe. When I was when I started working in Ann Arbor in 2004, I was driving an hour and a half each way to work, right? But they were paying me through the ass. It was awesome. And I became friends with a guy. I told you about Gary. Became friends with a guy.
Yeah, Gary.
Who also worked at the same place. And he lived about four minutes away from the office. And on the bad snow days, I would go spend the night at his place and then just get up and go. But he loved playing PlayStation 2, Here Comes the Pain, which is a whole thing where you fight the wrestlers and you can be a wrestler and do this whole thing. And it also had this thing where you could create your own wrestler.
Really?
So I created a wrestler, built like a brick shit house. And he was just phenomenal. And we called him El Carpe, as in the fish.
Yeah.
Just to be silly.
The Mexican the Spanish fish?
He was the second one. The first one I made was BTK. Bjorn to kill.
All right.
And he was my Swede, and he was amazing.
Wasn't BTK, wasn't he the strangler guy? Bound, tied, and killed or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the double entendre for BTK, who was Bjorn to kill. And he was a great wrestler.
I didn't know
well
you were a
creator.
Yeah.
But the second one was El Carpe. And so he had his wrestler is El Condor, right? Who was this great luchador who could just jump from high places and, you know, it's a scrawny little dude with big muscles and could beat the crap out of anybody. He was super fast. And El Carpe was just a brick shit house who could hold people in the place so that El Carpe could, El Con.
You're breaking up again. I think you might have to go back to the Apple store and get yourself a new phone. Bill, you still there? Am I losing you?
And I love that moniker. It's just fun.
It is. I lost you for like probably 10 seconds.
Oh,
I think you need to go back to the Apple store and buy yourself a new phone. Yeah, some of that overtime that you're using might have to go towards a new phone.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
but so the other part of Bjorn BTK Bjorn to kill.
Yeah.
When I was playing soccer as the keeper.
Yeah.
In my old man soccer league.
Yeah.
I had found a place where I could buy keeper jerseys, and I could get my own number and my own name put on the back. And so I have two keeper jerseys that say Bjorn to Kill on the back.
Really?
Bjorn, T apostrophe K-I-L.
Bjorn.
Yeah.
And Bjorn is in reference to the singer? That's Bjorn.
No, it says, you know, it's a Swedish name.
Yeah.
And okay. Since
I'm Bjorn Borg?
I'm pretty much 90% Swedish. So gotcha. It seemed like it fit just perfectly.
It fit. I got you.
Yeah. And gotcha. It was just like one of those, all right, yeah, I'm there. I can be Bjorn. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, just goofiness.
Do you think
that's how life works?
It is. It is.
Just go have some fun with it. Be silly. Be crazy. You know, embrace your silliness.
I do. I do all the time. It needs to come out more in my podcast.
Well, yeah, it does need to come out in the podcast. But what needs to happen is we need to find more people who want to embrace their silliness and join us. Mm. And call in and say, hey, you know, I'm silly about this, that, and the other. And you know, tell us a story. Tell us something goofy.
Somebody we lost Willie. I wonder if Willie's just kind of busy with work.
Uh-huh.
I asked my friend Janet, and she's not feeling so well. She was going to come on, but she wasn't feeling so well. I've got some other friends that want to come on, but they seem to think that when they come on to our podcast, they're going to be in front of like 10,000 people. And I'm like, no, it's not the case. They're like, well, I'm nervous to go on. I'm not sure what I want to say, and blah, blah. And I'm like, it's another one of my friends, not Kim, the one that you know. It's another from my Kim. And I'm like, right. Kim, I go, it's just being recorded. I go, you know, most people don't even listen to us until right. we really get polished, but or really get our following. But there's just kind of we're building our database, and you just be a part of it.
There are maybe four people who aren't related to us that listen, and even the ones that are related to us don't listen.
You know, right? Exactly.
Tonight we've had one visitor, and
yeah, we
and
appreciate visitor, that Chill Jelly.
Yeah, and Chill Jelly may have left.
Yeah, you know, he may have fallen asleep. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Whatever, and it's just like, well, falling asleep, and
yeah, we appreciate any criticisms too. Like, you guys suck, or you know, you guys are pissing everybody else, or
give us some
And you know what? For anybody that's listening that's not related to us, the whole idea behind this podcast originally was it was supposed to be a music based podcast, and we came up with the idea after we saw a show in Ferndale, Michigan, by a group called The Church, and it was their 25th anniversary of this album that we saw named Starfish. And it was all supposed to be about music and how it affects our lives and how music is written and songs and stories. But since COVID has stopped, we've kind of gone a little different route, but we'll turn
and
back.
The other part of it is we're not just music people.
Right.
Regular humans that have thoughts and beliefs and understandings of how life should or shouldn't work. And, you know, we're old enough to know better on a bunch of different things. And so we have opinions and, you know, this is our way to share those opinions.
Right. Right.
You know,
I kind of thought we might see Rick tonight. We didn't see Rick.
You know, we're probably too early for Rick.
Yeah. He might still be looking for us. Let's wrap it up. I think you probably need some time to figure out what you want to talk about on Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be interesting, to say the least. It always is. Yeah, I think so.
Whatever. It's just
sounds like you've had a long week. Gonna get you all propped up for Sunday, and
it's
there. He is. Hey, nonsense. What? No nonsense. Just entered the studio.
There we go.
Our mentor.
Just in time for us to not be part of anything and.
Right. Thanks for sharing us.
You know what? Before we go, we should probably say, hey, nonsense, call in and say something to us.
Yeah, it'd be nice to talk to him. We haven't talked to him. At least I haven't talked to him in a while.
Well, you haven't because you don't go to his show.
I know. I'm usually like three clear beers in and I end up zoning out on the couch.
On the other hand, will sit out here and drive my wife crazy because she's like, are you still on your goddamn show? Yes, dear. Not really, because I'm waiting for nonsense to show up and start, and I catch the first 20 minutes of nonsense and then start passing out because, shit, I got to go to work the next day. But it would be nice, nonsense, if you would call in and just, you know.
Yeah, give us a little.
Say hey and what the hell's going on, and give us a little touch of what you're going to do tonight.
Yeah, he's our mentor.
Every other night. Nonsense is basically one of the few non-religious things on Podbean, aside from us and like five other podcasts that right. are fascinating and interesting to listen to. But if you go to Podbean, it's pretty much every other live thing is some kind of religious crazy thing. And I want to know, why is Podbean so freaking religious?
You know what? I haven't gone to those depths yet, but I didn't realize that nonsense touches on the religious part of these.
Nonsense talks about fucking everything. He's awesome.
All right.
Call in, goddammit.
Well, I'm going to jump over there and start listening to him.
You need to.
Well.
And all of you need to. And I will promote the heck out of anybody who even pays any little bit of attention to us.
Well, listen to us first.
Who's the ADHD guy? There's an ADHD guy, and he is hilarious. Him and his wife get on there. He's like the priest of something or another. Nonsense. You can't. Whatever. But there's a couple of guys that I've talked to on a bunch of different podcasts, because when you and I are done, you go off and do whatever the hell you want to do.
I sit and zone out.
Yeah, but see, I'm like, I get, I'm like, all right, now I'm fired up and I want to talk to people.
Right, and right.
ADHD guy, I can't remember what his full name is, but it's ADHD something or another. And he's got a fun show, and he and his wife get on there and they're just shooting the shit. And he's a bit of a stoner and he's hilarious. But a lot of times they won't let people call in because he's got ADHD and he can't focus. So when other people come on, and it's so aptly named, it's hilarious.
You can't decipher through all the different people calling in.
Right. And then, you know, sometimes they'll let people, sometimes they don't. But, you know, and then I'll stick around and hang out and listen. And, you know, like I said, nonsense is on every night, pretty much at whatever, I think it's 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Central. He does some stuff. Sometimes he does some crap during the day. And you can find these people, and, you know, and that's the thing about this whole Podbean is you can find people, you can find stuff that you want to hear, you want to listen to, and just go, you know what, this will get me through my stupid day.
Sure.
I can put the headphones on at work and do the things that I got to do, but I can listen to somebody else talking about some crap and just, and melt your brain for a little bit.
Do you care to report on, are there any podcasts out there that you would give a shout out to besides Nonsense Passwords podcast? Anybody else out there? Like, you really enjoy this podcast?
Well, there's Two Dumbasses. That's the name of their podcast.
Yeah, I think I've seen them. I've seen them.
Yeah, they've visited us briefly for a little bit. But those guys are hilarious too.
Well,
and they talk about all sorts of different topics. There's just all sorts of good stuff out there. Just get your ass on the bean.
Right. Well, I'm going to go check out the Two Dumbasses and see what they talk about. And
yeah, I think I friended them or followed them or whatever the hell you do when you're a freaking beaner.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it is.
I think we probably got to pick it up a little bit and get a little more interesting and figure it out. I don't know. Fuck, who cares? We are who we are. We're low standards and porous. You know? We're not trying to be somebody that we're not.
Eric,
this is us.
You use that term "interesting" too much.
Do I?
As if we are actually interesting. We're not.
No, you're more interesting than I am, but maybe a little bit.
Well, what
did your son say about? Was your son just making a comment about talking to the microphone and not talking to the microphone?
I don't think he's heard the show. And that's okay. It doesn't matter to me. I'd love my kids to hear the show and go, wow, Dad's a bit of a dork. And I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter. because, you know, this is two buddies talking.
Yeah.
You know, and if other people want to hear us chatting, perfect. If other people don't want to hear us chatting, well, don't listen to us. That's all there is to it. And that's let's wrap this up. Let's bring this around. That's how you should handle your media. Either you want to listen to it and enjoy it and get something out of it, or you don't. But when you start watching CNN or NPR or Fox News, you got to understand where these people are coming from. You got to understand what is going on, but enjoy the heck out of it. It's either your bag or it isn't. If it's your bag, then just enjoy it.
In our defense, we're up to about 480 downloads.
Woohoo! We're almost
now. My friend Jeff, that he also does a good podcast, Rackhouse Ramblings.
Oh yeah, Rackhouse.
He talks a lot about bourbons, and he reads books and reports on those.
He's smart,
and,
then.
Well, he does it on his own. He has some people that call. No, he doesn't do call-ins, but he has some guests on his show. He does a lot of things that are Michigan-based, as far as like state parks and what to see and what to do and whatnot. But he's very interesting. He's enjoyable to listen to. He has the same amount of followers, but he's got twice the amount of downloads.
Well, because he's actually interesting.
And
then there's us. Right.
So, but I think we could pick it up, and I think we can pass him right up. He does one show a week, one show every 2 weeks. We're doing two. So I think once we finally get into our groove a little bit, we're gonna blow his doors off. Sorry, Jeff.
We're not in a groove?
No, I think we're in a little bit of a groove.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah,
whatever. You know, and I always try and say this to you every time, is make sure that you're talking to me, not to everybody else. Because this is not a radio show. We're not talking to – this is how I view it. We're not talking to an audience. I'm talking to my buddy Eric, and we're shooting the shit. And if other people want to join in and listen, that's perfect. If they don't, well, screw them. And
piss off.
But my thing is this is a conversation between you and me, and it should be that way. And sometimes – if I can be critical just for a moment.
No, go right ahead.
Sometimes you focus more on trying to get other people to listen.
Yeah.
In so much as, what's our topic for today? Or what's this? Or what's going on with this?
Right.
I don't give a shit.
It's insecurity.
It's me and you talk. Hey, that's your insecurity.
I know. I think
I'm an old fart, and I'm happy and married and kids and you know, relatively barely satisfied with my employment.
The difference is I know a little bit about a lot of things, whereas you know a lot about a fair amount of things.
That's so like lyrics to a song.
Maybe. So I like to be kind of, you know,
Nora Jones or something like that.
Could be. I think maybe we can
it is Nora Jones. I know a little bit about a lot. If you ever want to hear a crooner, beautiful
crooners?
Crooner.
I think Sarah McLachlan's got one of the best.
No, Nora Jones is seven times better than Sarah McLachlan. Sarah McLachlan's got a beautiful voice, and she's got the music behind her. But Nora Jones is the.
She keeps my shit going.
Nora Jones has that French cafe.
Right, right. No, I do enjoy her voice. I don't know a lot about her. No, I agree. She's very consistent. She's very consistent with her music.
And it is beautiful. But you said I got a little bit about a little things, and
that's kind of the way I am.
That's a lyric in one of her songs, and it's just
– Is it really?
It is. Oh, yeah. And it is just phenomenal. She's got a couple albums out, and she's great.
I wish it was different. I really do. I wish I was knowledgeable in a lot of categories. Mm-hmm. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to politics, religion, even though I grew up in a Catholic school. And but I just know a little bit about a lot of things, and that's me. But you know, whatever. That's our podcast.
About a lot of things. So here's your assignment, Eric.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You need to find Norah Jones' first two albums.
Okay.
Listen to them.
And report back on Sunday.
Cover to cover.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about it at some point on Sunday. Just a little bit. Because
I love that homework.
Norah Jones has a phenomenal voice.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were in college, were you given the opportunity to take a class in art appreciation or music appreciation? And if you were, which one did you pick?
Well, neither. But
okay.
What I did do in college, I can't remember if this was my son.
You banged a lot of chicks. Just kidding. That's just my humor coming through.
That was humor. Sorry. No.
Well, at 10:30 on a Wednesday night, it's best I can do.
Well, rock on, brother. No, what I did take a course in was not music appreciation, but sound mixing.
Sound mixing.
Yes, this was. I don't even know what the actual. I don't even know what the title of the class was. To tell you,
how did you get? How did you get into a class sound mixing? Was it a? Was your college like a music? Was it like a? Was it
liberal arts college?
Okay. All right.
And so what I did was in this class I had a 16 channel, analog. Basically tape.
Yeah.
In the old days.
Like a reel to reel?
Essentially.
Okay.
For simplicity's sake, it was reel to reel. Okay. We'll call it that. But I had a 24 channel board. We used 16 channels of that 24 channel board to mix music.
Yeah.
You know, you put the bass on one channel, the guitar on one channel, the drums on four channels, vocals on two different channels, depending on how many mics you had.
Sure.
And it was basically how to mic a band, how to record the music, edit the music, and do all the stuff with it. And it was all analog, and it was 16 channels and with 40,000 knobs per channel.
Really?
There was three knobs for high, three for mid, and three for low. Oh, okay.
I got you.
And then you had your sliders. And it was essentially a high-quality 24-channel board. And it was just the coolest thing ever to learn how to mix music.
Was that your first intention, is getting to music engineering and whatnot?
What I would have loved to do if I had $1 zillion.
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
Yeah.
I'd be rich. No, but if I had the money and didn't have to worry about income, I would go to the local bars and find the bands that I like.
Right.
Produce them.
Your shows.
And make music with them and be the guy at the board mixing and making and editing and saying, you know, oh, you got to do more of this and you got to do more of that. And, oh, you guys are great because of this. You know,
right.
That was kind of a dream to be able to do that. But now, knowing that I don't have all the skills and or resources to do such,
you're going to be an empty nester. You're going to be semi-retired here in a little bit. Maybe it's something you can work on, you know?
No, it's one of those things where I want to be the guy that supports the bands like the Hamtramck Music Festival.
Sure.
I want to be the guy that shows up and says, oh, yeah, these guys are great, and promote them to other people and just say, oh, you got to hear these guys because these guys rock because of this, that, and the other.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have to be the guy behind the board or, you know, the actual promoter guy, but just somebody in the fan base that says, yeah, these guys rock.
I think we can do that with this show.
I really enjoy that. Yeah. And that's what I really would like to do with this show, is to be able to say, you know, we've got these 12 bands that are local Detroit guys
that right.
are just freaking awesome.
Yeah. Kind of makes you kind of, you know, I'm getting anxious to get back out there. And, you know, again, we're supposed to go see Dead Can Dance. Mm-hmm. That should be a good show to report on. Maybe get some interviews on the way in or whatever. But I certainly, I certainly hope 2021.
I want to interview the Sights.
The Sights?
Yeah. That's Eddie Baranek's band.
Oh, okay.
Eddie was in the movie It Came from Detroit.
Right, right.
He was part of that. And, you know, there's a lot of bands that were part of It Came from Detroit. And, you know, there's so much good talent out there.
Yeah.
And there's just so many good guys that are just like, you know, these guys are just trying to, you know, produce a sound that people like.
Well, I'm not saying our podcast sucks, but I think our podcast can really flourish that once we get into that.
Well, and
it's going to get to the heart of what we want to do.
You know? And it's not really what we don't suck. It's just that we haven't done the things that we still yet want to do.
Right, right.
Our podcast has potential.
has a lot of potential.
God bless you. You know,
thank
like
you.
That's why
I went and saw the doctor today.
Yeah, like I always say, I am a pessimistic optimist. The world is going to shit on you every chance it can, but everything will turn out okay in the end.
It'll be fine. You're right.
Yeah, it's going to work out.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work out.
That's why I'm kind of the same way. I'm more of just a complete optimist, but I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Expect the worst, the best will come out of it.
It really just is just, you know, play along with it and run with it. And it's going to happen or it won't. And if your expectations are that it will, well, then you might be disappointed. But either way, just run with it.
Well, I didn't go see A Man About a Horse.
That said, that's been Eric.
That's been Bill. We'll see you guys on Sunday, 9 o'clock, same time.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, if you feel like it.
Yeah, whatever.
Bill's got an interesting topic for Sunday. Sure, one that he has not told us about yet, but whatever.
As far as you're concerned. Hey, how did I sound tonight?
Pretty good. Sound a lot better. Yeah, you sound a lot better. Although, your phone's cutting out. Yeah, your phone's cutting out, but we'll figure that out for Sunday.
We had that a couple times, and I think I figured out how to handle that.
No, but, good.
My son is amazing and awesome, and he gave me the simplest, easiest, dad, do this.
Now, are you on a microphone, or are you on a speaker and mic?
Well, I've got the headphones plugged into the phone.
Okay. All right.
I'm holding it's the your basic Apple iPod headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm actually holding the little thing that, you know, little volume thing left and whatever the hell it is. I'm holding it closer to my mouth.
Yeah. So I take the wire and I hook it around my other ear so that that microphone's right in front of my mouth.
Oh, that'll work.
I do that. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to have an interesting show for you on Sunday.
Yeah, and, as far as you know.
Yeah, it might be political. It might not be. It might be religious. It might not be. Who knows? No, who frick knows? But it'll be fun.
Eric, I will tell you, one of these days, we're going to have a serious religious discussion.
I'm going to have to do some homework because it's been since 1988 that I've picked up the Bible, so...
Yeah, well, you might actually have to read the stupid thing.
Yeah, I might have to read it in between.
So. Well, I'll give you a couple of passages you can read, and you can tell me what the hell you think about it, because holy shit, that's a crazy book. But anyways, enough.
It is a crazy book.
Yeah, and Harry Potter is a crazy story.
It is.
But it's all mythology to me, so as far as I'm concerned, whatever.
Yeah.
You know. All right, so... back to the reality. That's been Eric.
And that has been Bill.
As far as we can tell.
Yep.
And we will see you guys 9 p.m. on Sunday. And this is the part where you hang up on me, you dumbass.
I usually don't hang up.
No, just hang up. Just freaking hang up. Just, we're done. Hang up.
I don't like to do it without – I don't like to go to bed mad, so –
I'll just hang up on you, dumbass.
Hold on one second.
I love you too, but hang up.